From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Resource Center for Independent Living, providing peer counseling, advocacy, and independent living skills training to promote individual choice to persons with disabilities. Details at rcilinc.org.
It's 3:06.
This is NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in today. Coming up in just about 12 minutes, an update of news headlines. At 3:36, we'll get the latest on the case of Nolan Wells. An independent autopsy has been performed on his body. Turns out it was inconclusive. We'll tell you the latest about this case. At 3:44, KPR's Community Spotlight is shining once again today and this month. We're focusing on RCIL, the Resource Center for Independent Living.
People with disabilities are charting the map. They're setting the course and priorities and what we're going to work on.
We'll learn more about RCIL and the work they do coming up at 3:44 on your KPR stations.
Support for KPR comes from SpiderArt Constructors, offering custom concrete patio work across the KPR listening area. More information about available services is at SpiderArt, Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com.
State of Kansas is holding a primary election on August 4th with more than 20 candidates for governor in the U.S. Senate. It can be hard to keep track of them. We asked each of the candidates to record a pitch, especially for KPR listeners. You can hear them on our website, kansaspublicradio.org. Get informed and be sure to vote. Mostly clear skies this evening, becoming partly cloudy, lows in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, 50% chance of showers, highs in the lower 80s. 90% chance of showers and storms tomorrow night, with lows in the mid-60s. It's 81 degrees in Lawrence, and it's 3:20.
Support.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Morning Edition is the show. A. Martinez, Michelle Martin, and Matthew Algio will be your hosts.
Support for KPR comes from Union Station, presenting the Berlin Wall, A World Divided, presented by Chase, featuring over 200 artifacts, personal testimonies, and sections of the Berlin Wall, now open. More information and tickets available at unionstation.org.
News headlines are coming up next. It's 80 degrees in Topeka and 82 in Manhattan. It's 3:30.
KPR says public health has data and good intentions, but needs to be more relatable to people.
You are listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson. FEMA has approved more than $16.6 million in post-disaster funding for projects in Kansas, Missouri, Iowa, and Nebraska. The funds will be used to help those four states recover from recent disasters and rebuild more resilient, safer communities and protect infrastructure from future disasters. More than $118,000 will be directed to the Kansas Division of Emergency Management for disaster management costs. Cyclosporiasis cases in Kansas have jumped more than fivefold in a week. As Frank Morris reports, Johnson County is leading the increase.
So you've heard about this explosive diarrhea bug spreading in most of the country. Last week, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment counted 55 cases of cyclosporiasis. The department updates those figures on Wednesdays, and the latest numbers show 289 known cases in Kansas, 95 in Johnson County alone, 11 in Wyandotte County. This is not a new disease, but typically only about 500 cases a year crop up nationwide. Fresh produce can carry the cyclospora parasite. Investigators suspect that iceberg lettuce shipped to Taco Bell's from Tyler Farms may be at least part of the problem. Missouri's Department of Health and Human Services has logged 216 cyclosporiasis cases in that state through last weekend. I'm Frank Morris.
A new Kansas law makes it illegal for drivers to handle their cell phone while driving in school zones and active construction areas. A Kansas law is already on the books banning texting while driving, but now any use of a cell phone while driving in school or construction zones with workers present will lead to a warning with fines coming in 2027. Here's what Kansas Governor Laura Kelly said about this law during a ceremonial signing of the legislation.
This law will make it safer for Kansas children as they travel to and from school, whether it's walking, biking, or driving.
Starting next July, drivers will start to be fined $60 for cell phone usage while driving in those designated zones. A new Medicaid waiver in Kansas will help reduce the list of people with disabilities waiting for care. Through the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services, the Community Supports Waiver allows up to $20,000 in services like therapies and employment support. The amount of services depends on the degree of need. Democratic State Senator Pat Petty says the waiver has been a long-time goal.
That's been a constant question about how do we provide services but also work to reduce the waiting list without making it unsustainable.
The program begins October 1st. They're anticipating an enrollment of 500 individuals. Mostly clear skies this evening, partly cloudy overnight with a low in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, a 50% chance of showers and storms with a high in the lower 80s.
And support them through that so that they're successful with whatever it is they're looking to achieve, whether it's continuing education, finding employment, finding their own housing, learning all the skills to do that, budgeting, whatever it is they need. Peer support is our other core service we provide. People who live with disabilities are the best to support others with disabilities, and we do that. We offer that peer support a lot of different ways.
What would you like people to know about the work that you do here?
I would like people to know that Centers for Independent Living are run by people with disabilities, and we do everything we can to support people to help them achieve whatever it is they're looking to achieve, community inclusion, employment, housing. I mean, we're just like everybody else. And another thing I think is super important is that choice element. You know, we'll help you identify some of your options, but we're going to advocate for your choice.
Dion Wilson is Executive Director of the Resource Center for Independent Living in KPR's Community Spotlight this month. Speaking with KPR's Kay McIntyre at their office in Topeka. RCIL is based in Osage City with offices in Topeka, Emporia, El Dorado, and Iola. You can find out more about the work they do at rcilinc.org. This is KPR.
Were you a nosy kid?
Are you kidding me? Of course I was.
Somebody who liked to ask questions all the time?
Yeah. Annoyingly so, I think some people would say. But
well,
yeah.
I mean,
they would say that.
I think a lot of us were. And you know what else? I think a lot of other people are.
Stay nosy. Stay curious. With Morning Edition, every weekday morning on NPR News.
Join us tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio. 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence as well. Always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines beginning at 4:01. At 4:06, we are going to speak with the Israeli ambassador to the United Nations about Israel's evolving relationship with the U.S. amid the Iran war. Also get a bit of a musical postcard from Cape Verde. A whole new generation of performers from that nation, not just Cesaria Evora. It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering house roasted coffees, bagels, and more via drive-thru or lobby at two Lawrence locations. Online ordering available at zsdivine.com.
Mostly clear skies this evening for northeast and east central Kansas, becoming partly cloudy overnight with a low in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy in the morning, 50% chance of showers and a slight chance of storms. Highs tomorrow in the lower 80s, there's a 90% chance of showers and storms. tomorrow night.
Support for KPR comes from KU School of Professional Studies, an economic engine for the region, providing career-specific degrees, professional development programs, and leadership workshops that strengthen communities. More at sps.ku.edu.
From NPR News,
NPR comes from this station. And from Sleep Number, offering three mattress collections with personalized features and the goal of providing people more choices based on their needs. Learn more at sleepnumber.com or a Sleep Number store. From the Andrew Carnegie Foundation, formerly Carnegie Corporation of New York, working to reduce political polarization through support for education, democracy, and peace. More information at carnegie.org. And from Progressive Insurance, offering a variety of insurance options from auto and home to boat and RV, with online tools for quotes and claims. Coverage options at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. This is NPR.
If you want to know what's happening, you could pick up your phone and keep scrolling until you're dizzy. But to really understand, turn on Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
Join us for Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. We have news headlines coming up in just about 1 minute. It's 83 degrees in Emporia, 82 in Manhattan. It's 4 o'clock.
Committed to reimagining learning, advancing the public good, and empowering research that creates a better future for everyone. More at lib.umd.edu. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline in Headquarters, Kansas, offering confidential crisis counseling by phone, text, and chat to Kansans in need 24 hours a day. Online at kansas988.org.
It's 80 degrees in Topeka, 82 in Lawrence. The time is 4:06.
New generation finds its own voice. From NPR News, Ricky Shryock, Praia.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia. We are always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us today. Coming up in our next half hour, news headlines at 4:30. At 4:36, the Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, maintains that diplomacy with Iran remains an option, but says Iran doesn't seem serious about that possibility.
They continue to send signals that they want to talk, they want to negotiate, but their behavior is what we're responding to. And their behavior is they're launching missiles and drones against ships.
So the question is there any hope for diplomacy in the near future? We will examine that question. Plus, more details on that ICE officer who shot and killed a man in Maine. It turns out he has a history of domestic abuse and mental health issues. What that means for the bigger picture, coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the LMH Women's Center, offering a variety of women's health services for patients of all ages. More information is available at lmh.org.
Mostly clear skies this evening for northeast and east central Kansas. Partly cloudy in the overnight hours, lows in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy in the morning, 50% chance of showers, slight chance of storms. Highs tomorrow in the lower 80s. Then tomorrow night, a 90% chance of showers and storms with lows in the mid-60s.
Support for KPR comes from Panda Pediatrics. From newborn to college grad, Panda Pediatrics provides primary care, mental health, dental, and a walk-in clinic for kids as they grow into young adults. PandaPEDS.com.
It's It's 82 degrees in Lawrence, 74 in Atchison, 82 in Abilene. The time is 4:20, and you're listening to Kansas Public Radio. This is NPR News.
Israel will hold national elections this fall, including a vote for prime minister, and a new challenger to Benjamin Netanyahu is surging in the polls.
He listens, he doesn't blame, and he wants to create peace inside the people of Israel.
A profile of Gadi Eisenkot, plus the latest on the U.S. war with Iran, tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR1 and KPR2 stations. Get caught up on all the news from overnight and start off your day in an informed way.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, a constellation of campuses working to improve lives in Kansas and beyond through health research, public safety training, workforce development, natural resource protection, and more. Details at kansas.ku.edu.
News headlines are coming up next. It is 84 degrees in Emporia, 83 in Manhattan. The time is 4:30, and this is KPR.
Though Hugging Face says it detected and contained the attack quickly. OpenAI argues that the incident reveals the real-world capabilities of AI agents to conduct long-running complex cyber attacks and the importance of building safeguards into frontier models.
You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. A new Kansas law makes it illegal for drivers to handle their cell phones while driving in school zones and active construction areas. A Kansas law is already on the books banning texting while driving, but now any use of a cell phone while driving in school zones or construction zones with workers present will lead to a warning, with fines coming in 2027. Here's what Kansas Governor Laura Kelly said about this law during a ceremonial signing of this legislation.
This law will make it safer for Kansas children as they travel to and from school, whether it's walking, biking, or driving.
Starting next July, drivers will start to be fined $60 for cell phone usage while driving in the designated zones. A new Medicaid waiver in Kansas will help reduce the list of people with disabilities waiting for care. Through the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services, the Community Supports Waiver allows up to $20,000 in services like therapies and employment support. The amount of services depends on the degree of need. Democratic State Senator Pat Petty says the waiver has been a long-term goal.
That's been a constant question about how do we provide services, but also work to reduce the waiting list without making it unsustainable.
That program begins October 1st. KDADS anticipates an enrollment of 500 individuals. After 15 years, horse racing will be returning to Kansas this fall. The Eureka Downs track that shut down due to lack of funds in 2011, no tracks have operated since. Now, revenue from 1,000 historical horse racing gambling machines will benefit Kansas horse racing. The proceeds will supplement race prizes and help with capital improvements. The Kansas Racing and Gaming Commission recently approved 6 dates at Eureka Downs, which is about 60 miles east of Wichita in Greenwood County. General Manager Mike Weiss says there's a lot of excitement for the horses to start running.
I already had a couple ladies tell me that they want to sing the national anthem, and another one said they want to bring a bugler out. I think there's going to be a lot of goosebumps just seeing it come back.
Thoroughbred and quarter horses will race at Eureka Downs beginning October 17th. This is KPR.
Support for NPR.
America's 250th Morning Edition decided to find out more about some of the artifacts that have shaped our culture. Like, why is Dizzy Gillespie's trumpet bent?
It fell. And decided he liked the strange new sound.
And how was Kermit the Frog made?
He cut a ping pong ball in half for the eyes.
Start your day with us and start really seeing things. Weekday mornings on Morning Edition from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition 5 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday on your KPR 1 and KPR 2 stations.
Support for KPR comes from Maselli's in Lawrence, announcing Final Friday at Artera with Susan Hancock, bringing the golden age of jazz to the stage, 7 p.m. Friday, July 31st. Cover at the door or online at maselli's.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us today. Coming up in our next half hour, news headlines at 5:01. At 5:06, the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal have disclosed a deal framework that would allow the U.S. to transfer nuclear technology to Saudi Arabia. Talk about it coming up on KPR.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Resource Center for Independent Living with five locations across eastern Kansas in Topeka, Osage City, Iola, Emporia, and El Dorado, working to empower persons with disabilities. More at rcilinc.org.
Mostly clear skies this evening, becoming partly cloudy overnight with a low in the mid-60s. 50% chance of showers and a slight chance of storms tomorrow, highs in the lower 80s. Tomorrow night, we're going to see some rain moving in. 90% chance of showers and storms tomorrow night with a low in the mid-60s. It's 10 minutes before 5.
NPR News, this is All Things Considered
and Private. Now with Duck.ai, users can chat privately with AI. Learn more at Duck.ai. This is NPR.
For better or worse, summer always seems to throw everything off. But even when your schedule gets thrown, Morning Edition keeps the same hours. We're here for you every weekday morning from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. News headlines coming your way in 1 minute. The time is 5 o'clock.
.org/afterthefact and the Doris Duke Foundation.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Audio Reader, hosting a donation drive at KMUW in Wichita, Kansas, Monday, July 27th from 4 p.m. Donate your gently used stereo equipment, vinyl records, cassette tapes, and musical instruments. More details at reader.ku.edu/audio sale.
82 degrees in Lawrence, 84 in Emporia. It is 5:06 and you're listening to Kansas Public Radio.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Elsa Chang.
A day in Mount Sterling, Kentucky.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. We'll get you an update of news headlines at 5:30. At 5:36, we are going to talk more about the death of Nolan Wells. His family has paid for an independent autopsy. This is the 18-year-old who was left on a Mississippi island by friends on July 4th. Then at 5:44, it's time once again for our monthly community spotlight. Today we are focusing on RCIL, the Resource Center for Independent Living. We'll find out what they do with Kay McIntyre coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Heartland Community Health Center, where doctors, dentists, therapists, and more work together to provide health care for the whole person, welcoming all who need care. More information at heartlandhealth.org.
August 4th is primary election day in Kansas. Each party will be choosing its candidates for governor and U.S. Senate. Very crowded fields, but you can hear the candidates in their own words at our website. We asked all the candidates to tell KPR listeners why you should vote for them. Hear their responses right now. Again, that is at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Low Maintenance Landscape, building designs with hardy tropical plants, project portfolio, plant library, and more information at lowmaintenancelandscape.net.
Lows in the mid-60s tonight, 50% chance of showers and storms tomorrow, highs in the lower 80s, 90% chance of showers and storms tomorrow night, lows in the mid-60s, 80% chance of showers and storms on Friday morning with a high in the mid-80s. It's 5:20.
Suppose he listens, he doesn't blame, and he wants to create peace inside the people of Israel.
A profile of Gadi Eisenkot, plus the latest on the U.S. war with Iran, the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Your hosts will be A. Martinez, Michelle Martin, and Matthew Algio, getting you caught up on all the news from overnight and more.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, where experts connect across a constellation of campuses and disciplines seeking breakthroughs to address complex health, safety, and economic challenges affecting people everywhere. Details at kansas.ku.edu.
News headlines are on the docket next. It's 84 degrees in Emporia, 82 in Abilene. It is 5:30.
This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson. Cyclosporiasis cases in Kansas have jumped more than fivefold in a week. As Frank Morris reports, Johnson County is leading the increase.
So you've heard about this explosive diarrhea bug spreading in most of the country. Last week, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment counted 55 cases of cyclosporiasis. The department updates those figures on Wednesdays, and the latest numbers show 289 known cases in Kansas, 95 in Johnson County alone, 11 in Wyandotte County. This is not a new disease, but typically only about 500 cases a year crop up nationwide. Fresh produce can carry the cyclospora parasite. Investigators suspect that iceberg lettuce shipped to Taco Bell's from Taylor Farms may be at least part of the problem. Missouri's Department of Health and Human Services has logged 216 cyclosporiasis cases in that state through last weekend. I'm Frank Morris.
A new Kansas law makes it illegal for drivers to handle their cell phones while driving in school zones and active construction areas. A Kansas law is already on the books banning texting while driving, but now any use of a cell phone while driving in a school zone or construction zone with workers present will lead to a warning, with fines coming in 2027. Here's what Kansas Governor Laura Kelly said about this law during a ceremonial signing of the legislation.
This law will make it safer for Kansas children as they travel to and from school, whether it's walking, biking, or driving.
Starting next July, drivers will start to be fined $60 for cell phone usage while driving in those designated zones. After 15 years, horse racing will return to Kansas this fall. The Eureka Downs track shut down due to lack of funds in 2011. No tracks have operated since. Now revenue from 1,000 historical horse racing gambling machines will benefit Kansas horse racing. The proceeds will supplement race prizes and help with capital improvements. The Kansas Racing and Gaming Commission recently approved 6 dates at Eureka Downs. That's about 60 miles east of Wichita in Greenwood County. General Manager Mike Weiss says there's a lot of excitement for the horses to start running.
I already had a couple ladies tell me that they want to sing the national anthem, and another one said they want to bring a bugler out. I think there's going to be a lot of goosebumps just seeing it come back.
Thoroughbred and quarter horses will be racing at Eureka Downs beginning October 17th. And FEMA has approved more than $16.6 million in post-disaster funding for projects in Kansas, Missouri, Iowa, and Nebraska. The funds will be used to help the four states recover from recent disasters and rebuild more resilient, safer communities and protect infrastructure from future disasters. More than $118,000 will be directed to the Kansas Division of Emergency Management for disaster management costs. It's 5:35.
This is All Things Considered. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio, I'm Kay McIntyre.
And I'm Dion Wilson, Executive Director of the Resource Center for Independent Living. RCIL is one of eight centers for independent living in the state of Kansas. We're a nonprofit, consumer-run organization that provides programs and services for people with disabilities, all of all ages and all disability types.
What kind of services do you provide at RCIL?
Well, our core services include advocacy, both systems and individual. Systems advocacy is when we work to influence change at a community level, a statewide level, or a federal level. Lots of times it's around programs and services that are available for people with disabilities, but lots of times it's even just about accessibility, making communities and services accessible to people. Individual advocacy is when we work one-on-one with folks and teach them how to advocate for themselves. Say they're having a problem maybe with a landlord and are maybe evicted from their housing. We'll help them learn how to communicate with their landlord and advocate for themselves to keep their housing, things like that. We also provide independent living skills training where we help teach the skills people need to know to live independently. Maybe it's learning a public transportation system or helping people find and retain employment, helping people access the health care they need. We also provide information and referral. We act as a clearinghouse. Lots of times disability comes on suddenly and people don't know what to do or where to start. They can call us and we can help get them connected to the resources they're looking for. We also provide transition services in a couple different ways. We help people who reside in nursing facilities transition back into community-based living if that's where they want to be. And another kind of transition we provide is youth services. So when youth with disabilities are preparing to launch into adulthood, we help them and support them through that so that they're successful with whatever it is they're looking to achieve, whether it's continuing education, finding employment, finding their own housing, learning all the skills to do that, budgeting, whatever it is they need. Peer support is our other core service we provide. People who live with disabilities are the best to support others with disabilities, and we do that. We offer that peer support a lot of different ways.
What would you like people to know about the work that you do here?
I would like people to know that Centers for Independent Living are run by people with disabilities, and we do everything we can to support people, to help them achieve whatever it is they're looking to achieve, community inclusion, employment, housing. I mean, we're just like everybody else. And another thing I think is super important is that choice element. You know, we'll help you identify some of your options, but we're going to advocate for your choice.
Dion Wilson is Executive Director of the Resource Center for Independent Living in KPR's Community Spotlight this month. She's talking with KPR's Kay McIntyre at their office in Topeka. RCIL is based in Osage City with offices in Topeka, Emporia, El Dorado, and Iola. You can find them more about the work that they do at RCIL Inc. .org. This is KPR.
For America's 250th, Morning Edition got to take a closer look at some of the tools that shaped this country.
They bought it in Philadelphia from a compass maker there.
There's no way Lewis and Clark could have known all that would come. The whole point of exploring is you don't know what you're going to find.
Explore history as we know it every weekday morning with Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. In our next half hour, an update of news headlines that happens at 6:01. At 6:06, a conversation with the Israeli ambassador to the United Nations, talking about Israel's evolving relationship with the U.S. amid the Iran war. It's all coming up on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from Cleo and Leo on Elm Street Bakery and Coffee in North Lawrence, offering Mexican-inspired pastries, coffee, matcha, and more. More information on Instagram and Facebook.
Mostly clear skies this evening, becoming partly cloudy with a low in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy in the morning. 50% chance of showers and a slight chance of storms. Highs in the lower 80s, should be partly sunny by the afternoon. Then rain moves in again tomorrow night. A 90% chance of showers and storms tomorrow night with a low in the mid-60s.
Support for KPR comes from Union Station, presenting the Berlin Wall, a world divided, presented by Chase. Featuring over 200 artifacts, personal testimonies, and sections of the Berlin Wall, now open. More information and tickets available at unionstation.org.
It's 82 degrees in Lawrence. It's 10 minutes before 6.
A variety of insurance options, from auto and home to boat and RV, with online tools for quotes and claims. Coverage options at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. This is NPR.
News stories don't start in a newsroom. They start when something happens, and people want to know why. On Morning Edition, we're here for your right to be curious. Listen every weekday morning on NPR.
Tomorrow's a weekday morning, 5 to 9 a.m. You can hear Morning Edition on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan, 99.5, and at kansaspublicradio.org. It's 6 o'clock.